Hello and welcome to another episode of Coffee and Code. I'm so excited to have Margo Giannos with us today. She is the founder of Honestly Margo and just doing a lot of amazing things. But welcome to the show, Margo.
Thank you for having me, Ashley. I'm so excited to be here and talking to you today. This is going to be fun. I'm excited.
Yes!
Talk about technology-wise. I don't know how great I am, but maybe we'll have some fun insight for you.
Yes, yes. And I think it's awesome to explore your journey because a lot of people have unconventional pathways into technology and entrepreneurship. And you found this kind of like naturally, I think, through like having a lot of support and just encouragement and excitement that has like helped you think like a CEO. Mm-hmm. So I want to dive in a little bit more about your journey as an entrepreneur, starting Honestly Margo, and some of the lessons that you've learned along the way. But let's just start with you. Tell me more about Margo.
Yeah, so I'm Margo. I'm 23, just graduated from the University of Oklahoma this past May in 2023. But I started Honestly Margo back in 2012. So my mom and I worked together, but I was selling lip balm to my friends at school. I loved the thrill of selling. And the older I'm getting, I'm learning that thrill is something that really has driven me.
Okay.
And I love chasing that. So nice. That is kind of fun. But I've always loved selling. And so I started making lip balm, selling it to my friends at school. They loved them. And so we started Honestly Margo from there. My mom asked me, do you really want to turn this into a business? Mm-hmm. Would you want to do this? And I said, well, we live in Oklahoma. I don't live in LA or New York, Mom. And she was like, well, you can totally do something. If, you know, with hard work, I'll help you. I'll guide you. And 10 years later, we're growing, adding new products every season. And we're in stores across the country. We have so many loyal followers. It's been a slow burn every season, growing.
Mm-hmm.
We've had some amazing press. Mm-hmm. We've been in the Lauren and Elle 17 magazine on my 17th birthday.
Oh my gosh, that's
so
amazing.
Some things are like meant to be.
I remember that.
Yeah, so it's like kind of some things I feel like are meant to be at the right timing.
Mm-hmm.
That's another lesson I've learned along the way.
Mm-hmm.
But things of every season we've grown and grown and grown. We have beauty products, bath products, luxury fragrance, a little something for everyone, unicorn line even for kids.
Oh, I love that. I've seen that. It's gorgeous.
It's so fun.
Yeah.
It smells so good. It's not just for like little kids, trust me.
Yes.
The unicorn line smells amazing. And we've made that scent, so it's not a scent that anyone else is gonna have.
Okay.
So exciting. So we have a little bit of everything. And really always trying to innovate and create things that are unique and different that mm-hmm. no one else has. Like our shower mist, we created those. You spray this in the steam of the shower.
Yes,
and
we have some of those.
Oh, you do have
yes, like, you brought this wonderful goodie bag. We got shower mist, what?
Yeah, I know. You
can spray this.
Personal space too. And they just...
It's really good. Love that.
Like that menthol eucalyptus peppermint in the shower, just so invigorating. So that's a little bit about me. I have a husky.
Aww.
He's big and fluffy. I also have three cats. They don't live together. My boyfriend takes care of the husky.
Yeah.
That's a little bit about me. Yeah, my big Greek family.
I love that.
My brother, he's an engineer and he's at OU too.
Awesome.
Yeah, so had a degree in marketing and entrepreneurship. With that degree in entrepreneurship, we also worked on another product that I'm going to tell you about, not Ooh. Here on this episode.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
But soon, shortly.
Super excited.
But it's something high tech in for menstrual pain, so I'm really excited to go into that. So I started out not really knowing anything about technology,
yeah.
And here I am learning and growing because I'm more of a marketing girl, not necessarily so much into technology,
mm-hmm.
so much per se,
mm-hmm.
as you are, because that's not how my brain works. But you can train your brain and
yes.
have knowledge in all these different aspects.
And that's what you've done. Like, I love that you said, like, when you started this out, oh, I'm not in LA, I'm not in these, like, New York markets. You were thinking like a marketer before you even, like, dove into marketing, which is really amazing. So I'm sure it's been fun to, like, step into that space and feel fulfillment
mm-hmm.
out of something that, like, you're building something,
yeah.
People are getting value out of
yeah.
it,
yeah.
and you're also, like, unlocking that inspiration for other entrepreneurs that want to kind of pave that way and do that thing.
Yeah.
It's really powerful.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, because I totally didn't think I could do this here in Oklahoma. I was seeing all these stories, but all these stories were places from big cities. In Oklahoma City, we are booming. We are a great city. But there's also so many places around the world that, you know, if you're from a small town, a small village, a lot of my family is from a small town in Greece. But there's other places that doesn't mean if you're not from a big city, you still have the capability to find resources, especially with technology nowadays. Mm-hmm. Technology nowadays is giving us the power to do so much.
Yeah.
Not necessarily, you know, you don't have to be from a big city. You can use technology to connect with other people across the world to mm-hmm. find resources that you need and to help you grow and get you to that next step. So wherever you are, whether you're in Italy, you're in Canada, anywhere you are, really.
I love that. And I feel like whenever you started this journey, it was so exciting and really, like, I don't know, it was a hit. It was a phenomenon around Oklahoma City. It was awesome to, one, see, like, a mother-daughter duo. I love that. Because I think there's so much to that. I can attribute a lot of my entrepreneurship to, like, the people in my life that helped fan that flame.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you look back on it and you realize how valuable those experiences were and how much it's, like, giving for the future.
So much.
And I think that a lot of people right now are kind of in that space of, like, what am I doing? Am I settling? Am I, like, fulfilling my purpose? Am I doing what I want to do? So it's a really good time for people to lean into that and see what works for them. But with your lip balms and the shower mist and all the innovation that you've expanded upon, one thing I want to take a step back on here, because I think you have such a unique experience here, is you've been a business owner throughout all of these technology changes, especially in social media. 2012, I'm sure your marketing strategy has totally changed.
Totally changed. I remember in 2012, when we first started, I had a physical calendar.
No way.
I still have used paper, don't get me wrong. I still love paper, but I use a lot of technology now to simplify things. But I have a paper calendar, and I would literally have Instagram at the time was, did not have stories. It was mm-hmm. just a photo grid, and there was no carousel images. Mm-hmm. It was just one image. So it was all about what did the feed look like? Mm-hmm. What did your Instagram feed look like? So that, your Instagram strategy was completely different now, just that one platform and the change. I mean, that wasn't even owned by Facebook at the time.
That's right.
So, and then we went through adding the videos, adding all of these things through a whole new platform, the addition of Snapchat, mm-hmm. The addition of, you know, TikTok, of course, which is huge now, driving and is really shaping the social media game.
Yeah.
Everyone is really trying to keep up with TikTok. It seems like Instagram is changing its algorithms and changing its platform all the time to follow a lot of what TikTok is doing. They're both mm-hmm. playing off of each other. And now there's a new platform that Facebook is about to add, right? Or is it adding?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't even gotten on that one.
The Threads.
The Threads.
Yeah.
The Threads. I haven't even gotten on that one.
They've already lost half of their users.
You have to be able to
Yeah.
So it's not.
It's
last.
Not. I don't think it's going to last.
Okay. So okay. Well, literally everything keeps changing and keeps changing. You just have to be able to change with it. I read a great book that some of my friends from Market suggested I read for me, Who Stole My Cheese? Who Moved My Cheese?
Who Moved My Cheese?
Who Moved My Cheese?
Okay.
And it sounds like hysterical, but it's a story. It's not long. You probably read it in an hour and a half, 2 hours. I'm a slow reader. It's a great book about change and adapting with change. You can either get stuck and try to figure out why are things changing, and keep doing the things you're doing, and the longer you do things that you, what you're doing, things are not going to improve. So the quicker you can adapt and change, the quicker you're going to change and see results. So it's a great story. You can have your kids read it. You can read it. It's pretty simple, and it's not a difficult book, but I highly suggest anyone read it. Your partner, boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife. So I highly suggest you read it. But not it's not an advertisement or paid or anything. I just read the book.
You like it.
It was great. It was a great book. But you have to be willing to change with the technology mm-hmm. and willing to adapt. This means totally scratching everything you had on the whiteboard
mm-hmm.
and starting from scratch. So videos totally now have shifted everything we're doing. And videos take a lot more manpower mm-hmm. and a lot more planning to accomplish and do to post. How often, the frequency you have to post. It's not just once a day. Mm-hmm. You have to post stories. You have to post multiple times a day. Mm-hmm. So all these things just to stay connected with your consumers is something that you have to do nowadays with owning a business. But being on top of technology and those changes is important.
Absolutely. How did you stay on top of those things? Like, did you read blogs? Did you read magazines? How did you keep your finger on the pulse of a business owner?
You have to be, we're first getting emails, mm-hmm. Like the marketing bureau.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Getting emails so they kind of let you know if change is going on. Mm-hmm. Read blogs, if you have time to read blogs throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
Also, asking people you know in the industry what they're seeing. Because mm-hmm. a lot of times from experience, you know you can learn more than just reading from a blog to what is working for people, what's not working for people.
Mm-hmm.
Your agency, if you work with an agency. But just, yeah, reading blogs is a great way too.
It's important to stay up to speed on those things. And I think that's another aspect of entrepreneurship that people may forget about whenever mm-hmm. they get into mm-hmm. it. It's like staying up to speed on the things that are changing, because we all know it's constantly changing. And the shelf life for the knowledge of how to appease the algorithm mm-hmm. is so short mm-hmm. compared to how it was, like, you know, 4 years ago mm-hmm. even. So I love that you're adaptive. Mm-hmm. Like, and it's the one skill set to have to be successful is to be adaptable.
You have to be.
You have to be willing to like scrap what you said and be okay with that too, and not take it personally, because mm-hmm. you're doing all that hard work and you're building something, but you're like, all right, this is not good, we're gonna start mm-hmm. again. But it's part of the bigger picture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't get attached to an idea. You could launch a product and it could do terribly. So you have to discontinue something. So don't get attached to anything, because you're always growing and trying to connect with new consumers in new ways. So that's kind of a little bit about how we do things and obviously Margo.
I love it. And I want to shout out that you have beaten a statistic as well. They say most small businesses fail within 5 years. You haven't.
We haven't.
Congratulations. Thank you. You're still around, which is awesome.
Oh my gosh.
It's a lot of hard work. And sometimes it's easy to miss those milestones, mm-hmm. right? And like remember to.
Thank you.
Yeah. Give yourself some credit.
I haven't failed. I know. Give her some credit. No, but we're doing fabulous. We're growing, but it's not an overnight success.
Yep.
Business is not an overnight success. It takes a lot of hard work, a lot of grit. Especially when I was in college and in school, my mom helped me out a ton.
Mm-hmm.
My dad helped me out a ton. He still does. My mom still does. They're still very involved and help me. But it's not an easy game. You have to have a great support system around you. Finding the people in your life is super important. It's all about connections and networking and building authentic relationships with people. Because if you really understand people and understand their needs, you can better figure out how to connect them maybe with someone else that you know,
mm-hmm.
or figure out a service that they need that, okay, I have a great Instagram guy. You can use him. I have a great email guy. You should use him,
mm-hmm.
and then connect people that way.
Mm-hmm.
Not even looking for anything for you in the long term,
mm-hmm.
just because helping out each other helps the world out in general altogether.
Yes. Community over competition.
Community over competition. We're all connected somehow, someone.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. And like they say, you're the median of the people that you surround yourself with. And it's good to be surrounded by those positive enforcements
mm-hmm.
that are holding you accountable, supporting you, asking those questions,
mm-hmm.
like poking holes in things, right? You want people that'll do that
right.
for you, because
yeah.
that's how you get better.
Yeah.
But it's so important to have that support system that believes in what you're
mm-hmm.
doing, because it can be hard if you're on an island
yeah.
trying to do it, believe in yourself, and also have all these challenges happening at the same
yeah.
time.
Yeah, and know that if you don't have people around you that are like full supported in you, ask yourself, why are they not being supportive of you?
Mm-hmm.
Is it because they're being honest with you and don't believe, and you should maybe listen to some of their feedback, and they really do want the best for you?
Yeah.
Or is it maybe they don't really want the best for you in that sense?
Mm-hmm.
So look at things at two different perspectives, But really, the online community has given you such an ability to find and network with people that will support you.
Yeah.
That will connect you with people that will help you. All it takes is an email to reach out to someone. Mm-hmm. Create a LinkedIn. Network with people on LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. That's how we've gotten a lot of our press. It's just by reaching out. Mm-hmm. And people finally saying, okay, we have a fit for you now. We have an opportunity for you. So really being outgoing and making those connections. One thing I always say is create your own opportunities.
Yes.
And
yes.
That's a mindset I feel like is I want to keep prevalent in the younger generation. Mm-hmm. Create your own opportunities. Opportunities are not going to come on a silver platter, most likely, mm-hmm. wrapped in a beautiful box. Mm-hmm. That's really rare. That's a gift from God, if that happens.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
So... But usually you have to go after the opportunities that you want.
Yep.
You need to seek them out, create them, find them. Think outside the box. How can you apply your skill set, your knowledge, into a new industry? How can you apply your skill set, your knowledge, into a space, into something that's not already being done? Mm-hmm. And that's where you're going to find new opportunities. Mm-hmm. Look at problems in the world. I know that's so intuitive. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite things we did in school was make... like bug lists.
Bug lists. That's awesome.
It was like write a list of the things that bug you.
Oh.
And it was one of my favorite things that we did.
Okay.
And then you can come up with problems and solutions from there. Okay. But you never know what you could come up with, because if there's something that bugs you, it most likely will bug someone else.
Yeah.
But really, if you're coming up with solutions, whether it's in technology, whether you're a developer, whether you're creating products, look at what problems people are having and then try to create something based on that.
And like
solves a problem, because you want to be doing something good for people and helping people.
Yes, you want to have that value.
Value.
Right? Mm-hmm. Like I see the value and the lip balms, right? And the fact that they're gender neutral and the fact that you have these different lines that meet different people where they are.
So, it's so I guess exciting. The name, we do have girl names on them. We have a dude and the rest of them are girl names. So, you know.
I love it.
But we have, Serenity. You can use them in the shower. Anyone can use these though. But the shower, you spray them in the steam of the shower to create that whole spa-like experience.
Awesome. Mm-hmm.
So anyone can use that. Serenity. Menthol eucalyptus for headaches, colds, congestion. It's a big fat balm. Put under your nose.
I saw that. Good for travel, too.
So you get, so you get
oh, my gosh. Thank you.
Yeah. So, but so it smells so good, though. And it is just reviving. I get queasy all the time. Tummy problems over here. Mm-hmm. So that totally is a soother and helps out with that.
And I think that's important to talk about, like, as you're an entrepreneur, you bring your lived experience into your business, which is so informative for a lot of people because you're able to solve those problems, right? Because if you're having that, there's someone else is also having that issue as well. I'm curious, what has been kind of like a really exciting moment for you throughout, honestly, Margo, where you're like, yes, I'm doing it. It's like, it's happening. People are using the product. They're loving it. And what did that feel like to you?
I think the moments like I remember most, one of the big moments was 17 magazine.
Yes.
I will never forget walking out of that Barnes & Noble and picking up that magazine. That was a really big deal.
That is so cool. Do you go into it out of frame?
I do. Just because I had dreamed about that since I started the business. We've been in other publications, but that one was a special one. But things like seeing my customers write reviews online.
Yeah.
That are so, like, how much this product helped them really sets me over the moon, because I know it's really making a difference in someone's life.
Yes.
Because then it really shows the real people behind what I'm doing every day. I'm in an office every day. Yes, I'm connecting virtually. But then having people write these words about how really great this product is, or seeing a video online with someone tag us in a TikTok, I love that. That makes me so happy. Or seeing people that have been with us for years, right? We're not one of these brands that is just blown up overnight.
Yeah.
We've been in business for 10 years now, which is a really great thing because we have this loyalty around our customers. Yeah. Every once in a while, I will go in and check the orders, and I will see people that have placed orders like for the 14th time or the 17th time, and they just order over and over, and they love our products, and it's really helping them. So that's one of the things that I love to see. And it makes it worth it.
Yes.
Also, when I see other young girls when I see other girls that they're like, oh my gosh, wait, you made this? You made this?
Aww.
And like, they are shocked that someone my age, or their, especially when I was younger and like in high school, girls did not realize that you had to, you can start anything any age. You don't have to wait till you have a degree. You don't have to have a degree to even do anything. But if you do are in school, taking the value of that and applying it as much as you can. But showing girls that you can do anything from any age, you just got to be willing to put in the work and the grit and use technology, use the internet, really. Use your people skills, and you can really do it.
I bet you've definitely inspired someone to kind of go out and do their own thing, right? Maybe you don't know about it yet. Maybe they'll come to you.
I hope so. I hope so.
And that's like where it all works out. Like it makes it all worth it.
Right.
Yeah. You feel it. Like, exactly. Yes, making a difference.
Exactly. Exactly. People see, hey, she can do it. I can totally do it too.
It's so important. So important. I'm curious though, like, you've had all this great success. I'm sure there have been a lot of challenges as well.
Oh, yeah.
Especially being a female business owner, and I would say, you know, skincare and topicals, it can be a male-dominated industry sometimes, especially in the sales area. So talk through some of, like, maybe the challenges that you've overcome and what you learned through those.
I definitely want to say a lot of challenges have come with not only bandwidth and, like, ability to have, like, a lot of these companies will start with a ton of funding. After going through entrepreneurship, I've learned about, you know, going to investors and getting funded. We've never gone that route and done that. So that's another, I don't want to say, like, reason we haven't necessarily scaled and spent millions of dollars on advertising as other big brands have. But I wouldn't say that's a challenge. I would say that's more of just a shift in the way our strategy is. We have a great long-term strategy. But some challenges, though, like in business, like growing up, I was not always taken seriously just because my age. Even from not necessarily men, women, whatever, you know, oh, that's so cute. Okay, thank you. Which I loved that was so cute, but I didn't love that was so cute because I wanted to be taken seriously.
Yeah.
And I wanted my products to be, hey, I have really great products here. And I had some really great people that support me, though, like, and people that did believe in me. And I so appreciate everyone that, you know, like, totally supported me because I was a young business owner. And that is the reason I was still able to continue and doing this. And so it was just a balance of, okay, our businesses and stores gonna take me seriously and being taken seriously in the business world. As a real business owner, because I have knowledge, you know, and I'm still learning. Hey, I have knowledge. I know what I'm doing. Yeah. I obviously didn't know a ton of what I was doing. We were learning along the way, but that was a setback for me. It was my age and people taking me seriously. Being a woman in my industry, it was honestly very female dominated. I feel like the wholesale industry, markets, I dealt with a ton of great women that were really supportive and uplifting.
That's awesome.
Don't get me wrong. I think a lot of women are, I don't want to say quick to, like, I totally see setbacks and changes in the way, like, you know, a conversation could be had with men. But I think you have to be strong.
Yeah.
Be firm in your words.
Yeah.
Can't change just because you're talking to a man.
For sure.
But also, there's a lot of great men that
are so
supportive. There's a lot of women who can be jealous.
Yeah.
That is one of the things. Women need to support each other.
Yep.
Women should support each other. Women support each other. We need to support each other if we want the men to support us, too.
Yes.
So that's another thing if you're asking about that. But I've had so many great women supporting me. Very few, I feel like, people that don't support me. Along that lines, but you're going to come across that. Be aware, trust your gut. Always trust your gut. If you feel uncomfortable in the situation, get yourself out early.
For sure. See ya.
Get yourself out early if you feel uncomfortable in a situation. Make sure you say something if you feel uncomfortable in the situation. don't feel stuck and feel stunned.
Yeah.
You can be a very powerful woman, but you could feel stuck and feel stunned and not know what to say.
Mm-hmm.
So be prepared. See red flags, catch them early and get out of there. So just always be looking for things like that. Know your power as a woman.
Your power and your worth.
Yes. Even if you're not a woman, regardless, know your power. Know your worth. Don't let people talk down to you. And look for those great people that are going to help you, because most people are good. People are great.
That's true. And I want to call out, there's like a lot of great male allies out there that show modeled behavior, what it's like to be that supportive person, or what it's like to open that door or like invite you to that seat at the table.
Yeah.
And I love that. And I want to make sure that like that gets its due diligence too. But you're right. Having that community over competition, it makes things seem more logical, right? Well, I don't know. I just think it's such a waste of time whenever we do the dramas. But the reason I ask is, like, I can also relate to that, of people, like, thinking that because you're young, you may not have the experience, you may not have the skill set.
Exactly.
But meanwhile, you know you do.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's important to remember that when you're in those conversations, mm-hmm. to not let people sway you from knowing. I've worked really hard for this. I'm going to charge you this because it's a quality piece of information, product, service, you name it. So, and that's another thing too, is I think about all the people that are selling themselves short because they get shy because of that stereotyping.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, maybe I should offer a little bit less. It's like, you're leaving so much money on the table.
No, be firm. And pricing specifically, be firm on your pricing. Don't work your way down all the time. Take feedback from multiple people, however.
Yeah.
Don't just listen to two people. Get feedback from a group and you'll be able to gauge, okay, maybe this is a little bit, but also know your worth. Know what you're charging, because you'll find the right clientele. You'll find the right people that want to buy your products. Not every store at a discount, not every store. Are you going to find certain items? Not every store. Are you going to find, different stores have different demographics for products.
Mm-hmm.
Your clients for service are different, have different budgets.
Yeah.
You're going to find the clients that have the budget to work with you as an influencer. You're going to find a client who, a brand who has a budget to work with you. Be firm, but also look and remember there's people.
Yeah.
On the other end side of everything.
Yes.
So, for example, if a store comes to me, well, that pricing is a little high on this item. Well, then maybe I might show them a different SKU that has maybe an under $10 price point.
Okay.
So that might work a little bit better for their clientele.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean, their clientele is not, going to spend, on an item for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They just might purchase a different item.
Yeah.
So just shifting maybe your packages for who you're talking to, and cutting down on what you're offering.
Exactly. You have to be able to be
shift.
Yes.
If you're like offering a service, cut down maybe from 30 posts to 10 posts or something and customize.
You gotta meet people where they are. It's a collaboration. I think that's a lot of sometimes people want to say, like, what is the secret sauce behind people's success? I think a lot of it is having that human-centered approach to what your business is, and that's relationship building.
Mm-hmm.
So important, because it's really at the heart of it all.
Mm-hmm.
And it's incredible that you've done that, you've leveraged it. People know the brand. People are able to recognize it and see it and know. Like, I went to this place where I live in Norman, and it's called Pink It Soul.
Yeah.
When they first came to Norman, I was like perusing, and I was like, honestly, Margo's unicorn line is here. I can finally see it. I think it's when you launched it, too.
I think so. I think that was there.
It was so exciting.
Mm-hmm.
It was so beautiful and fun and colorful. So it's just really cool to, see that. And I guess I have a different perspective since I've been seeing this grow for so long.
It
brings me so much joy to see
it
on the shelf.
I love that. See, you're obviously like a girl's girl. I love the girl's girl. I love that.
Yes.
Support each other. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, thank you.
Of course. And that's another reminder to people that are listening too. Like, support one another.
Support one another.
Life's too short for drama and all that stuff. But kind of looking forward to the future, what is your vision for Honestly Margo, kind of thinking forward to like the next few years? I know we don't know what's happening, but a lot's changing. So what is your pie in the sky?
So we just launched some new gift sets for the holidays for stocking stuffers.
Okay.
So those are great. Some of those are aromatherapy, that shower mist.
Ooh, like little, the stuff that's in here? Are
yeah,
they
some
in
there. Okay. We have a little gift sets in those.
Fun.
Nice. For the next few years, next 5 years, we're always going to be continue innovating, continue growing, especially now that, you know, I'm back from school.
That's right.
We are ready to blow it out of the water.
Woo!
And scale.
Yeah.
And go crazy. But there's only so much we could do before
right. When
I was in school. And now we have so much more capability.
Yeah.
And
time.
Abilities and time. Yeah. So I'm really excited just to continue growing. I'm working on another startup.
Woo!
Separate from Honestly Margo, we'll come and talk about that later.
I love that so much.
That's specific for menstrual pain.
Awesome.
That's more of the technology aspect, but really shifting and changing the way we're doing business to disruptive marketing. So we're going to disrupt the industry a little bit.
Yes, please disrupt this industry.
Change it up a little bit. We're seeing a lot of the same, so we're ready to shake it up.
Yeah, and that's what's like making me so excited about Gen Z.
Yeah.
Is that there's some really good ideas coming. Mm-hmm. I listened to one of the founders from August. It's a period company.
Okay.
And
yeah.
They make inclusive products or Target and everything. Mm-hmm. And I was listening to her speak and I was like, this is so inspiring to see a generation that's willing to challenge the status quo and say, okay, just because we've been doing this so many years, why do we need to do it the same way? Let's think a different approach.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's really welcoming because, you know, everything's changing constantly. We're adapting, we're evolving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the way that we see ourselves and our identities and our personal professional lives are always blending.
Yeah.
So like having those products that are going to be along with you on that journey are so important. So I love that you identified that.
To get us back to life, quality of life, to get us back. That's what I'm working on. Overall, Honestly Margo and other brand coming soon. So
I love that. That is so exciting. And I cannot wait to kind of dive into that because that's a space that is growing. It's amazing. There's a lot of money to be made there. It's a huge growing market. And I'm excited.
People will need it. Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
I personally, it's a thing that we don't talk about enough in the U.S. It's a little taboo, but, you know, there's a lot of products out there. There's a lot of people that suffer from a lot of different issues or cramps are a serious thing.
For sure.
They can be debilitating, but we don't talk about the environmental aspect on some of those things.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's the air activated charcoal adhesives that you know go to waste.
Yeah, and you have to throw them away, and they're not sustainable.
Yeah,
or you have to plug a heating pad in by the road. All kinds of things you have to do. All kinds of things you have to do. So we're here to innovate and change the game on that.
Yes.
So follow along. Yeah, you can follow me personally on Margo Giannis. Honestly, Margo will probably be sharing it too.
Great.
So just follow Honestly Margo.
Yeah.
We've got some great things, so check us out. A first-time bundle is a great way to go.
That's a good idea.
We have a first-time bundle.
Okay.
It's really great. Yeah, if you have a product-based business, come up with a little starter set, you know, just a little tip. But we have one, and it's great. It has our aromatherapy balm, our fragrance, our luxury fragrance, it means everyday bath and body. What else does it have? I can't remember off the top of my head. One of our pens.
Ooh.
I think a couple other items. A tinted lip balm as well.
Okay.
So you definitely need to try that.
That's a great gift set, especially for like someone that you don't know what to get.
Get them a little, first timer bundle and be done.
And I love having those things on hand,
just
in case. Like, you know, go out there, buy like 5 or 10. That way, you don't have to worry about having just like a little gift to take with you to like your housewarming party or your friend's birthday or whatever.
Yeah, that's smart.
That's a smart tip. Create a kit. People love kits.
People love kits.
I don't know what it is.
It's easy, grab and go.
But it's nice that you don't have to make the decision of what to get. Someone else is designing for you. It's like, here, have a sampler.
You can shop by mood.
Yes.
You can shop by morning, night, routine.
Mm-hmm.
We got all the options on there.
I love that.
A tech over here.
Margo, I would love to know, who are the entrepreneurs that you follow? Like, who are the ones that have been your inspiration along this journey?
I love Barbara Cochran, always. Yes. Always love her, okay? One, she's hysterical on TikTok.
Totally
now, but I followed her for years.
Really?
Lori Vernier, too. Like, I love the Shark Tank girls. I just...
They're solid.
I do. But also women,
it'll come to you when you're not thinking of it.
Sarah Blakely, Spanx. Spanx. So she, I love her because I love that she shows her work-life balance too.
Yeah.
And that's something one day I want to have like that family too. And yeah. I love that she's still able to do that. So she's someone I do look up to.
Yeah. She has a good masterclass on masterclass.
Yeah.
I'm watching it.
Yeah. There's another, I have another great friend. My friend Sherry Pierce from Poopery. She is a great mentor to me too.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. She's the one who suggested the Who Moved My Cheese book.
Oh, no way. Yes. What a great suggestion. Yeah. I'll link that in the show notes. Yeah. Everyone can find it.
Yeah. Yeah.
What a great mentor to have.
Yeah, she's great.
I love Poopery. What an innovative product. I take it with me whenever I go on like vacations with my husband and we have to share a bathroom.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes, so important. But I think about times before Poopery. What did we do?
I don't know. Now it's just like a household name. It's the best.
Yeah.
It's the best.
Wow. And it's such an interesting space that we're, think about like, I don't know, 10 years ago, we wouldn't even think about having something like that.
Yeah.
But they're solving a problem.
Solving a problem that everyone, it bugs everyone.
Yes.
Bathroom smells.
Okay. I love that. Well, I'm curious, do you see yourself like expanding and having like a whole team, a whole department? Do you see yourself like having brick and mortar shops eventually? Yeah. Like, what does that look like?
We probably don't see ourselves having a brick and mortar shop.
It's hard.
It is hard, but also, I don't see myself getting into the having a, I love building things digitally. I love growing the brand.
Okay.
And as much as I would love to have a brick and mortar shop, I think I would want my stores to do, have all the success in the retail
stores. I like that. Yeah.
I love my stores.
Yeah.
So that's how we started, is getting into retail stores. So building on our stores, we already have a great team.
Mm-hmm.
I have Caitlin, who is awesome, on my Instagram.
Awesome.
I have Tiffany, who's our warehouse manager. She's fabulous, and she's there every day.
Oh, wow.
Great team there at my warehouse, too. Carrie. So just a few people here and there. We've been adding more. Few people outside that are not in-house people that help us too.
Mm-hmm.
So we really have a great team. We're always adding. So
I love that. And that's another aspect of entrepreneurship, is like cultivating that culture. Yeah. Like making sure. Yes.
We have so much fun.
That's good.
We have music going.
Good.
So Tiffany listens to Greek music now. So
what?
Yeah. When she's on aux, it's like, hey.
And that's so important that we all come together and share those pieces of ourselves with one another, because that's where you can, like, you know, gain a deeper level of understanding of someone, and then you just naturally work better together.
Sure.
So I'm glad that you've been intentional about the people that you bring on board and cultivating that. And you have the personality to help cultivate that ethos of a brand, which is what a lot of people are looking for when they go look for, want to find a job that's meaningful.
Yes, somewhere we can grow and learn together.
I love that. Well, I'm curious, Margo, if people want to follow along on your journey and all the cool stuff that you're doing, what are all of your social accounts that you want people to follow along?
Okay, so follow us on TikTok and Instagram and Facebook at Honestly Margo. So we're just Honestly Margo across the board. We're also on Pinterest too, but TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook. Follow us there.
Okay.
Sign up also, if you go to our website and you put your email in, you'll get 15% off your first order.
Ooh.
So if you want to try some things out, it's a great,
love that.
Great way to try some things out. Yeah. Yes. Follow us along. We can post me and my mom on there, our journey behind the scenes too.
Mm-hmm.
You'll hear about this new menstrual product. You'll hear about that soon too. So be on the lookout.
Awesome. I'll be sure to link all of those in the show notes so people can find them.
Yeah.
And yes, people should follow along, because when you all go to market, it's so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
like seeing how the people around you support you and then getting to learn about other businesses.
You learn. It's, yeah, you always are meeting people.
And I learned about businesses through that too. Yeah. Like the little bling ring pen. Uh-huh. Love that.
Yes, so cute.
And that, those are things that I would never have learned about. Mm-hmm. And like following along on that journey is just so fun.
Yeah.
Y'all make it fun to follow along.
I know. We try to like show behind the scenes, a little fun here and there, what's going on. Yeah. Hopefully people, if they like us, they follow us. If they don't, I'm sorry. This is, we are being fun.
So. Well, I'm so thrilled for you. Yeah. You have such a bright future ahead of you.
Thank you.
And like, what a great experience to kind of like bring all the things that you love into one space.
So fun. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And that's just like a recipe for success.
Thank you. We'll see. I feel like we're already there, but I'm working on growing. And thank you. Success is the journey.
That's
always
right.
Remember that.
Not the destination.
Not the destination. We're successful. We're,
yes.
If you're feeling happy, you're there.
Yes. That's what my mentor says as well.
Joy for there. Joy.
Yeah, exactly. Life's too short to not be have joy.
Right. You're where you need to be.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, is there any other pieces of advice you'd like to leave us with before we depart for today? I feel like we could have a long conversation.
I know,
I want you to come back whenever you get this new startup off the ground.
Come back. The only thing I would say is remember to create your own opportunities. That's what I like to leave on. So
thank you.
Yeah, create your own opportunities. Go after them.
That's so important for all generations.
Yeah.
You cannot wait for those opportunities to come to you.
Yes.
You have to create them for yourself. You have to put yourselves in those opportunities to get those opportunities.
Be outgoing. Go tap on the shoulder. Introduce yourself. Put your hand out there.
Yes. Bring your business card.
Bring your business card. Bring a stack of them and say, I'm going to get rid of all of these tonight.
Absolutely.
Don't come home with any.
Yes. Or if you don't have business cards, like you can download a QR code.
Yeah, that's a new technology way. Business cards
are still, I keep all of them. Yeah, I'm one of those weird people that keeps all, because I love them. I think they have a lot of personality.
Yes.
It's such a great first impression. And it's also like,
personality. I like that.
Whenever I get it, I'm like, oh, thank you. And then I like, for some reason, I just tie a memory to their business card and it's like forever ingrained.
Now you know what the business card looks like though, and it helps you find it.
Yes. So I'll make sure to link all of your stuff in here so people can follow you. But thank you so much for coming on Coffee and Code, Margo.
Thank you.
After all these years, we finally made it happen.
We made it happen. Thank you. Thank you for having me. This is fun.
Thank you.
I can't wait to.
And shout out to your mom for being amazing.
My mom is awesome. Yeah, shout out to mom. You need to get her on here from another perspective.
I know, yes.
Yeah, she's so much insight,
right?
So much.
And she was doing all this stuff before it got popular.
My mom was like ahead of the game. Mom was a blogger before bloggers
were
like,
cool.
Yeah,
I remember following her when she started doing her blogging and stuff.
Yes, so that's she was like before all that.
Yeah.
And then the links. Now links are like all thing, and she was not big in links, so she never really did it to like push links a lot.
Yeah.
So I think that's why she did so well, is because she was just having fun posting.
Yes.
Love taking pictures.
The intention.
And yeah, her intention was not necessarily to sell. Mm-hmm. She was just, hey, had fun with it. And
but that like level of joy, personality.
She still has it. Follow her at Irene Giannos.
Yes,
so
Irene.
She doesn't have like the blog anymore, but she still posts on social media and Instagram. She's so funny, and she's great. Yeah.
Yes.
Great tips, great style.
Great everything. You'll
Shout
learn
out
new
mom.
Recipes. Oh, yes, that's so sweet. Oh. I love your mom. She's amazing. She's such a great supporter of the community and does a lot of behind the scenes stuff.
A ton.
And always want to give credit where credit is due.
Yes.
Like, that's such a beautiful thing.
Yes.
So thank you, Irene,
for
making it happen. Thank you, Margo, for coming on. And I can't wait to have you back.
Thank you. Okay, thanks, Ashley.
Woo!